Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Let's talk about your customer service as an entrepreneur, right? We don't talk about this enough. We talk about all the branding and all the messaging, all the marketing, the social media, the sales strategy, and those kind of things. Those things are really, really important. But one of the things that we don't talk about is the importance of your customer service. Now, 9 times out of 10, when I ask a client about their customer service, they tend to feel that, yeah, my customer service is really top. Everybody feels that their customer service is top, but I can guarantee you that there is room for improvement. When we think about customer service as an entrepreneur, we have to think about the relationship that we're trying to build with our audience, right? We have to think about the engagement with our audience from the time that they get to know us until whenever. You know, we like to talk about building that know, like, and trust, right? That trust factor, right? That trust factor is where your customer service comes into play. And when we talk about customer service, we are talking about a few things. We're talking about how you respond to questions that your audience may have, right? It may mean how fast do you respond to questions, right? I'm not saying, I'm never suggesting to anybody that if somebody messages you at 2 a.m. in the morning that you have to get up and answer them. No, you can put some kind of automated system in place so that your clients are still getting answered, because I mean, different time zones, people operate at different times of the day and night and that kind of thing. But have a set time frame for when questions are answered. Give yourself 12 hours, 24 hours, whatever. That is part of the customer service experience, right? The customer service experience is also how do you deal with their sales when they, besides them asking a question, when they actually receive the offer from you, a product or a service, are you telling them thank you for buying from me? Are you following up with them? Are you getting any feedback from them after the fact? Your customer service has to entail, and guys, you know, you need to have all these things written down in your standard operating procedure documents, huh? So if you don't have that, get to writing, right? You also want to take into consideration if there is a complaint, right? How do you usually handle complaints, right? And as entrepreneurs, you know, a lot of us who may be solo entrepreneurs, we tend to get, or you tend to get a little, you know, feel personally attacked. You have to kind of figure out how to separate that personal from business, because sometimes clients or customers come to you with legitimate complaints about the service, and you also have to determine in advance, when a client or customer comes to me with a complaint about the delivery time or about the offer that they received, it wasn't up to par, it wasn't what they expected, they want a refund, they didn't like how, you know, the delivery person spoke to them, whatever it is, right? Because you know there are so many moving parts. How are you going to respond to those things? Those are the kind of things that you need to really, really pay attention to make sure that your customer service is intact. Because listen to me, if you have bad customer service and one bad interaction with a client can ruin your reputation. Because you know we have a lot of keyboard warriors, and the first thing people like to do is to jump on Google or Yelp or even on social media and talk about you know, the bad service they received at X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean? Somebody didn't respond to me. Somebody didn't answer my call. Somebody, you know, the product wasn't good. You know, that's a very, it happens so much now, right? You have to protect yourself. Even when you are doing contracts with people or when people have invoices and stuff, make sure you have your disclaimers. Make sure you have your disclaimers in your email. Make sure that is very, very, that your clients and your customers can actually see the disclaimers and they are very, very clear about. Make sure your communication is very clear to your customers of what they should expect. They should not be wondering, oh my God, when is this thing going to be delivered? They should not be wondering, what is the real price of this thing? They should not be wondering everything, because you would have covered all of your bases as you are selling your offers. And you would have also done some type of a thank you and follow up with them. Once you have great customer service, you will be able to also, it's so much easier for you to get repeat clientele, because with that great customer service, people build that know, like, and trust, and they feel like, you know, you build a community with them, right? And it's easier for them to say, yes, I'm going to buy from this person over and over and over, because I know that my needs are being met. I know that they respond to me in a timely manner. I know that the prices are not going to change and shift every Monday morning. I know that they are flexible in case something happens, because life happens, not just on your side as an entrepreneur, but also as the customer. Life happens, things happen, right? But they know that because of the relationship they've built to you, that you have some level of flexibility. They know that, you know, they can reach out to you and have a conversation with you if something seems awry, because you have taken that time to build that relationship with them. That is what your customer service experience should be like. So when you're thinking about your sales funnel and getting leads into your funnel and getting leads into your email list and all of those great things, you also have to factor in, what is the customer service experience for everybody who comes into my funnel? What is the customer service experience for everyone who has bought from me? You understand, guys? That is just as important as everything else, because you can have the greatest product or service out there with the best price, with 100 great reviews, and that one horrible customer experience could mash up your reputation. I've seen it done so many times. And the reason it mashes up your reputation is not so much because the customer is always right, because we know that is not true, right? The customer is not always right. But how it mashed up the experience is because of how the entrepreneur responded to the customer's complaint. You have to be very, very mindful of not being rude, not being condescending, because listen to me, guys, you know, people, there are so many misunderstandings that can happen. We are human. We make mistakes, right? We may have forgotten to communicate something. You have to also take ownership for if you drop the ball at any given time. You have to take ownership for those things, right? You are not always right. The same way the customer is not always right, you are not always right. But I want you to think about that, write down what your strategy will be, so that you have something in place in case it happens, right? That if you are bringing on staff, you're bringing on drivers, you're bringing on your right-hand person to help you, to ensure that they also understand and know what is expected of them when a client or a customer comes into your funnel, right? What that experience is going to be like, from the first time they see you to the time that they exchange their money for your offer to after, right? What is that experience like? Don't just sit down and assume, yeah, my customer service is good, I respond to people in 10 minutes time. That's a bare minimum of customer service. Your customer service goes beyond that, so much more beyond that. And with the technology, it's so much easier, because now you can have, like, you know, a chat, an automated chat. You can have your frequently asked questions that can pop up in your, like, your social media inbox and that kind of thing, that can all be automated. You can have it on your website as well, your frequently asked question, your contact sheets, your contact list, those kind of things. So it's, with technology, it's so much easier to manage the expectations of your clients, as well as how you respond to them in real time, so that you can maintain that know, like, and trust, and so that you can also protect your reputation. So what does your customer service look like on a scale of 1 to 10? What does it look like? as usual, need help, jump into my DMs, click the link in my bio, respond underneath this message, and let me know what questions you have, and let's get to work ensuring you have the best possible customer service for your business. Yeah, guys, have a great day. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.